Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to your Partner in Success Radio, hosted by serial entrepreneur Denise Griffiths. Denise offers a full menu of on-the-web services for all your online needs. Denise and her team of virtual assistants can help manage your online business, including social media channels, blogs, web portals, and more. YourOfficeOnTheWeb.com is a comprehensive resource to help you combine the power of your brand, your connections, and innovative ideas to develop a full online strategy that can guarantee a strong profitable impact on your business.
Good morning and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. I am your host, Denise Griffiths, and each week I am honored to share the microphone with truly interesting people. These are people who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, authors, speakers, small business owners, virtual assistants, and truly anyone who has wonderful stories to share and who are excited to freely share their business wisdom, their stories, as well as tips and actionable advice. In short, they are willing to help us shorten our learning curve as we navigate the know, like, and trust economy. So from NFL cheerleader to Fortune 500 executive, if that didn't grab your attention, nothing is going to. Today, I welcome Kelly Roach to the podcast. Kelly Roach helps entrepreneurs and business owners skyrocket their sales and uncap their income. I love that, uncap their income. As the CEO of Kelly Roach Coaching, her mission is to empower entrepreneurs with key strategies, resources, inspiration, and education needed to accomplish their goals and dreams. As a former NFL cheerleader, she focuses heavily on exercise integration, personal development, and key healthy living rituals to help her clients achieve sustainable business success, coupled with a fulfilling freedom-based lifestyle. And today she is here to share specific steps that you can take to achieve freedom, financial abundance, and unstoppable success. By the way, Kelly is the author of the international bestseller Unstoppable. There's a link in the show notes that you can click on. This book is praised by top entrepreneurs, CEOs, and brands throughout the world and brings a combination of motivation with simple but really practical steps that are sure to make an impact on readers' lives for years to come. And she is also a podcast host, so tune into her podcast, Unstoppable Success Radio, where she shares proven strategies to increase your ROI, return on investment, skyrocket your sales, and switch your productivity into high gear. Kelly, I am so glad you're here. I'm exhausted after, and I'm wondering how in the world I can, you know, kind of match up with you because, I mean, you are just phenomenal at what you do, but welcome.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much for the introduction and for the warm welcome. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I will ask you to tell the audience a bit about yourself that I might have missed in the introduction, but it's so interesting that we're having this conversation now because I don't know about you, and it's probably happened to you and many of your clients, you just get so busy business building that you kind of forget to take care of yourself, and I have to tell you, that's where I have been. You know, I've done just the bare minimum, and then I wonder why I feel terrible all the time, so recently just... Very recently, I've just gone way deep into, hey, Denise matters, you know, take care of you. And, I mean, this, I've created these, and I'd love to hear your how you do it, but I've created 2 hours in the morning where all I do is I go outside in the morning and I'm doing yoga and I'm talking to whoever I want to talk to, God, spirits, whatever it is. And there's a lot of things going on out there, but for 2 hours, I don't think about anything else other than how I'm going to make myself better. And it's fantastic. So I would love to hear you chat about something like that.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm really glad that you started the interview there because I've been talking a lot about this on my podcast and in my videos and with my audience recently, and I call it the culture of stagnation that we live in these days, and it's extraordinarily dangerous. Heart disease and our way of life, sitting at a desk all day, is just not what the human body was built for. And unfortunately, with the age of the internet, the space, the speed of business today, and the cost of living, people are really running themselves into the ground, Denise. I mean, there's a 40% obesity rate, disease is up. You know, people are just, you know, you see it obviously every other week. There's someone, you know, that has developed cancer. And, you know, our way of life and our diet has so much to do with that. And, you know, it's something that especially as entrepreneurs, we have to be so cognizant and aware of, because we are so dedicated to our businesses and so passionate about what we do that we also have a very high tendency to not take care of ourselves and to sacrifice our wellness in exchange for making progress on the business. And, you know, not only is that dangerous from a health standpoint, but it really is counter-effective, because everything that we're working for requires us to be healthy, right? So there's no point in achieving any of the goals that you've set out from a business standpoint if you're not going to be healthy enough to enjoy them, and if you're going to be a burden to your family instead of the provider for them. So I love that you brought that up as a start to our conversation today.
Well, you know what I wanted to kind of delve in with you is that how easily it is to lose sight of it. You're clocking along. You think you're taking care of yourself. You're doing, you know, kind of, you know, nothing has really gone deeply south. You're still working out a bit, and you're still doing things, but you're not deep into it. This is what I found with me. I was just doing the bare minimum of, you know, my kind of health habits, my eating habits. I hadn't abandoned anything, actually, but I wasn't actually paying attention. And once I went into Evernote and I created, I'm so proud of myself, Kelly, you have no idea. I created a daily list, morning, mid-afternoon, and evening. And this is just Denise. This is not work. This is not anything that is going to take my focus off my health or my nutrition or whatever it is that I need to do for myself. And once I created that kind of morning time, and I figured out in the last couple of days, it takes 2 hours at a minimum to do everything that I want to do, from meditation to some yoga to facial exercises to drinking 32 ounces of water. It's a pretty comprehensive list. And I have to tell you, the first time, and I think there's something magic about checking things off, because once I was able to check them off, I go, it felt so good. So I just, what I've done is in Evernote, I just take that same list, because I want to keep track. And I want to see where maybe I didn't quite, you know, do what I said I was going to do, or maybe I need to make some changes. And I just copy it over to the next day, and I date it for the next day, so I'm able to keep track. But I've got a checklist, which is magic for me. Now, why didn't I think of that before? I mean, seriously, I'm so mad at myself. Like, really, Denise? Why didn't you? I'm a list maker. I didn't make a list for my own self.
Right. Well, yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things, Denise, that if you don't specifically and intentionally budget it into your calendar and commit to it, it just simply won't happen. And I have a morning routine and ritual that I follow as well. And I recently got myself a Fitbit so that I can be cognizant of where I am versus my steps for the day at all times. And, you know, it's so funny that you said that. And I love that you're taking leadership and really taking a strong position on that, because it really matters. And our health is one of those things that you're clicking along, everything seems fine, and then all of a sudden it hits you like a freight train. You feel like it's something that's coming out of nowhere, when in reality you've been ignoring your health, you've been ignoring your wellness, you've been not taking care of yourself for so long, and then the results of that come. So, you know, I committed to myself for the rest of this year that my number one business objective each and every day was to exercise and to really focus on self-care, because I realized that I was making progress on all of my quote-unquote business objectives except for caring for myself the right way. And I realized that it was going to get to the point, if I didn't make a big, big change, it was going to get to the point that, you know, not only would I not be able to achieve the business objectives because I would be too sick to do it, but I wouldn't have the energy or the stamina to be able to achieve them and enjoy them with my family. And, you know, I do everything in my business for my family. So I think it's just such an important thing to you know, share and have a voice on, and to really commit in your own way to doing something about.
And I think I agree with you. But you know what's so, I guess, disturbing to me, upsetting is actually the right word, is that how easy it was for me to lose sight of me. You know, I mean, I'm like you, I'm working all the time. You know, I am making big progress in my different business ventures. But I was experiencing not just physical fatigue, but mental fatigue as well. And there was no question, it was because I was not going, do this, check it off, good girl, do this, check it off, good girl. I was not paying attention to what my body and my mind and my spirit was telling me. I was, but only in a tangential kind of way. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll get to it. And I was really just blowing myself off all the time. And here we are, mm-hmm. you know, the beginning of September, and I've had enough. So I said, mm-hmm. okay, you know, you're going to treat your body like a business, and, you know, because what you do in business works. And now let's translate that over into how you're going to care for yourself. And it's amazing. I'm so happy. I can't even begin to tell you how delighted I am with myself right now. I'm patting myself on the head like, good girl.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's so awesome, so important.
So when you're working with clients and they tell you, you know, they're tired or they're just, things are not making sense, how do you go kind of deep and say, okay, how are you treating yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, people do oftentimes come to me when they're very burnout and that their energy is low and they're not feeling like they're able to tackle the goals in front of them. And, you know, I always direct people to very simple, easy to implement habits, you know, and I say there's like, you know, about five basic things that you always need to continue to return to at any point in life when you realize that you're either off track or that your energy is low or that you're struggling to keep the momentum that you need. And it really comes down to drinking enough water, you know, getting enough exercise, fueling your body with the things that it needs, and, you know, getting enough sleep. And if you start with those four core essentials, plus something to help you with opening up your mindset and really connecting from a spirituality standpoint or whatever the case, if you consistently return to those basic things and take a few minutes to do them each day, you will not only, you know, feel great, but your energy will be up, your clarity will be up, your performance will improve, and you will feel like you're able to tackle the goals in front of you and be successful and accomplished.
Oh, absolutely. And I know people are listening going, 2 hours? She spends 2 hours just doing... Yeah, I do. But I get up at 5 a.m. so I can accomplish that. And I'm telling you, I feel so much better. I feel clear. Yeah, I feel like I've got it. I've got a handle on it now. I was really easing away from just so much because I was exhausted all the time. So I think once you mm-hmm. take control of it, it's really the way to go. So do you have any, water definitely, exercise. Do you have any kind of common tips that you share with your clients that you didn't share just now?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. One of the biggest things is make sure you walk while you take phone calls. Almost every business, whatever you do and whatever your job is, requires you to be on the phone at certain times throughout the day. And so if you commit to taking those phone calls and walking while you're doing so, that's going to help you get those 10,000 steps that you need to be heart healthy and prevent disease every single day. So that's one thing. The other thing is if you're going to do in-person meetings with people, do them while you're walking, you know, instead of, sitting, you know, at a desk somewhere. Do something to have accountability to implementing exercise. You know, that's why for myself, I got the Fitbit. It keeps me on track and it reminds me every day of where I'm at and when I need to get out of my chair and get moving because I'm, you know, not on track for the day with hitting that goal. And maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to have a partner that you go walking with every day or that you go to the gym with or that you sign up to do a fun class with. I mean, I think it's all about making it fun, having some type of accountability to someone or something other than yourself. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's really about understanding your why in your life and understanding what you want your life to look like, be like, and realizing that there's no way that any of us can accomplish our why without our health. And so at the end of the day, if you remember that on a daily basis, it should be pretty easy to get yourself back on track with those things because you simply can't achieve them without that.
You really can't. And like I say, I kept just going, well, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. Once I started writing it down, I went, ooh, maybe not. It was surprising how many things I just kind of went, oh, I'll do it later, I'll get to it. And then a week later, I'm like, oh, geez. So it is easy to let it slide if you're not kind of tracking yourself, isn't it?
Right.
Did I lose you? Okay. So what I wanted to ask you too, Kelly, is one of the things that you talk about is the number one reason why businesses struggle and why entrepreneurs burn out. And I suspect that it's kind of in keeping with what we're talking about. But I just suspect that. I may be wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, what it comes back to, Denise, is how we use our time. And, you know, for most people, they spend their time focused on all the wrong things. And because of that, they're working very, very hard, but they're not making any real progress or real traction in their business. Now, that, of course, does tie in with what we're talking about, because many people choose not to spend their time on exercise and things that raise their energy and improve their performance, and instead spend it on futile things that keep them busy but broke. And so it's about understanding the core things that are essential to becoming a high performer, the things that are essential to becoming world class at whatever it is that you do. And one of those things, of course, is learning how to take care of yourself, learning how to sustain high energy, learning how to keep, you know, creative, clear thought process, good decision making, which comes from exercise and fueling your body and getting sleep and drinking enough water. But outside of that, there's things like pricing and sales, leadership, getting help in your business, really spending your time on profit producing activities instead of things that, like I mentioned already, keep you busy, that, you know, may seem like you need to be doing them because of pressure online or whatever you're seeing out there, but ultimately are not going to impact your bank account. And when you spend your time on things as a business owner that do not impact your bank account, you can get yourself in really big trouble really, really fast.
Absolutely. I find, and this is just an observation of me and of other people, that busyness is really just a high form of procrastination.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. I mean, everybody would rather play on social media than pick up the phone and make a sales call. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone would rather, you know, deal with something technologically challenging versus, you know, having to step out of their comfort zone and ask for a sale, make an offer, you know, do the things that you deep down know you need to do to get to the next level, but are not within your current skill set or not within your current level of comfortability. And it is absolutely, it is procrastination. And, you know, you have to decide how bad you want it. And, you know, if you really want it, that means committing to not just the things that are comfortable or convenient, but committing to the things that are absolutely necessary in order to achieve your goals.
Great. So, Kelly, when people come to you and say, listen, I'm so busy all of the time, I've been guilty of it. I mean, I'm still guilty of it. And then I'll catch myself going, you're really not. You're procrastinating. So then I have the talk with myself. But when your clients come to you or people come to you, what are some of the steps you tell them instantly to start taking to identify what is busy work, what is priority, what can be handed off?
Yeah, so two different things, and I'll walk you through both of them. On one hand, most people, most of the things that they are doing are things that they personally do not need to be doing and should not be doing. And, you know, so the first step is identifying what your pay grade is, and then identifying everything that you're doing in the business that falls below that, and, you know, finding someone that can and should be able to do that better, faster, cheaper, and more effectively than you can. So that's where it comes to outsourcing and hiring and getting help and all of that. And most people struggle, you know, and say, I can't afford it, this and that. And, you know, what I say to people over and over again is, it's the chicken or the egg. You're saying you can't afford it. And what I'm here to tell you is, unfortunately, it is you spending money on getting help that allows you to focus on making money so that you can earn more. So you're not going to earn yourself more money by continuing to do tasks that are $10 an hour and doing all the things because you're cheap, because you don't want to pay someone to do them. It doesn't work that way. The only way that you're ever going to create leverage and scale and momentum in your business is by getting all of those low dollar tasks off your plate so that you can focus on higher dollar tasks like visibility, like creating authority, like connecting with customers and prospects, making presentations, making offers, that kind of thing. So on one hand, you have to go through all the things you're doing in a given week and make that separation. On the other hand, I always tell people to go through the exercise of automate, delegate, outsource, and delete. So automate, delegate, outsource, delete. So walk through every single week what's happening in your business and say, what could I put a system around to automate this, to make it simpler, to make it easier, to have it take less time of myself or my team? Delegate. Which things do you need to get off of your plate? Which things do you need to get someone else, either in the business or a resource that you hire, doing so that you can focus your energy on going out and closing clients, right? So automate, delegate, outsource. What things can you hire someone, whether it's through Craigslist or Fiverr or Odesk or any of the millions of resources, a virtual support company? What can you outsource to get all those, you know, minimal tasks that are being done in your business done cheaper and more effectively? And then delete, which is the most important one, Denise. I stress this the most. There are so many things that people typically do in their businesses that are completely unnecessary, that they do either out of habit or because someone once told them that they should, or because they feel like they have to be doing because other people are, but they aren't generating the money. So if you're doing a whole bunch of things in your business and spending time on them, but they're not generating results, they can go away and it's not going to hurt the business. And so you have to get very black and white and very strategic about it, not emotional, not say, well, I've done it for this long, I can't just stop now. You have to get okay with letting go of things that are not getting you from where you are to where you want to be.
I love that. I wrote those down. So tell me, when somebody just absolutely says, no, I can't afford to hire a virtual assistant, I can't afford to hire a web developer or an intern, how do you help them pass that mindset? Because it is a mindset, isn't it?
It is a mindset. I mean, you know, the number one thing that I tell people around that is you can't expect anyone else to invest in you if you're not willing to invest in yourself, period. So if you don't believe that your business is valuable enough and deserves to have support to do these things, if you don't value your time enough to get help to do these things, how do you expect to get customers to want to invest in you and spend with you if you're not willing to invest in yourself? I mean, it makes no sense at all to think you're going to be able to be successful going out and closing customers if you don't even believe in what you're doing. I mean, the first step in closing a sale is you being certain of the value that you offer and the results that you can bring someone. So if you're not willing to invest in yourself, you should throw in the towel and give up, because your decision not to invest in yourself will repel clients from you, and they will not invest with you, because you will find that those same people that say they can't afford to invest in themselves are also the same people that can't close clients. And there's a mindset and a link between those two things.
And you wind up attracting those people, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I hear it all the time. You know, the people that want free are attracting people that want free, period. Think about that.
Oh, I know. We had a big conversation in my virtual assistant group on Facebook and, you know, about, do we charge for consultations? There comes a point where, yes, you do. I mean, you have amassed a great deal, if you're good at what you do, a great deal of real-world, you know, information and skills, and there comes a point where, you know, people have to go ahead and invest in your time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, one way of figuring out if they're a tire kicker is say, you know, I've got these packages over here. Here's an hour. Here's 3 hours. And they go, oh, I can't afford that. Well, you have a nice day now, because I'm not
exactly
going to keep playing.
Yeah, they're
your
not going
to
invest anyway.
I wish them
exactly
well, but I'm not going to keep playing. I'm just not.
Yeah.
And that
yeah
was a hard
exactly
lesson to learn. I have to, because you always want to help people. As entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm,
we want to, you know, other people to be successful, but it kind of comes back to that self-care, doesn't it? You have to take care of you, and you have to take care of your business, and you have to be able to identify, is this going to move you or them forward if they're just tire kickers?
Exactly.
And that sounds brutal, but it is what it is. So when people, are there specific steps that people can take, and once they've kind of figured out that they're burning out, what to do about that, once they've gotten, okay, you know, I've got that mindset, I'm on track, what can they do then, Kelly, to say, you know, I'm ready to be unstoppable, I'm ready to be unstoppable now?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Denise, is getting serious about doing what it takes to succeed versus what you've done up until now. Because to achieve a higher level of success in any realm, it's going to take something different than what you did to get to where you currently are. So, you know, if you want to be unstoppable, you have to be willing to do what you haven't done up until now. Because if you want to get or achieve something that you haven't been able to up until now, obviously it's going to take something more or better or different in order to do that. So, you know, it's really that willingness to fail and fail your way to success. And, you know, I say that because for everyone that achieves greatness and achieves high levels of success, they are the individuals that are willing to learn by doing. And if you're not willing to learn by doing, you have no chance of succeeding. And so it's all about being willing to put yourself out there, being willing to acquire the skills necessary to get from where you are to where you want to be, being willing to try new things and put yourself out there and really just do what it takes. You know, you're not going to get to the level that you see other successful people at without committing and doing the same amount of intentional, strategic, you know, hustle that they did.
I was listening to, I think it was Todd Herman yesterday. I'm sure you know who Todd Herman is.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the gal who did, what are those, Spanx? He was telling a story about how she created those, and he used the word hustle a couple of times. And if you know the story, and I won't bore everybody with it now, you can go look it up. But she hustled, I mean, from daybreak to you know, when it was time to go to bed. And she got out there and she put herself physically in front of people with these Spanx. And look at her now. She just didn't stop. She believed in what she was doing. She did what it took. And, I mean, it's an amazing story.
Yeah, and I mean, that is the difference. That is the difference. It's like, how bad do you want it? You know, if you really want it, you have to be willing to do the thing that scares you, to do what makes you uncomfortable, and to invest in getting the support, the resources, the education, and the coaching that's going to take you there. You know, no one gets there alone, and I use this example all the time. You know, you've never seen an Olympic athlete without a coach, and that's because in order to get to Olympic athlete level, you need a coach to get you there. So, you know, if you're someone listening that's never invested in your success, whether it's hiring a virtual support company or buying online courses or working with a coach or mentor or business education and training, you know, good luck. You know, open your mind up.
For all of the above.
Those are necessary things, right?
Yes, absolutely. All of the above, by the way. There's not one that I would leave off that list.
Exactly.
So let's go back to when people say they can't afford it, because I don't hear this very often, but I used to. It is a mindset, but I'll tell you, there was a point a couple of years ago where I was self-funding a project, and I needed the, you know, I needed to find money that wasn't coming in through retainers and through my business. And I'll tell you what, I took a look at my personal budget, and I knocked out cable. I paid off my car. I did all kinds of things, and I found, I think it was about $2,000 extra a month, and it wasn't difficult to do.
Oh, I mean, where there's a will, there's always, always, always a way. And, you know, smart entrepreneurs find a way. They either create the money to invest in what they need, or they find the money, or they do exactly what you did. They replace one thing in exchange for another that adds more value to them at the time.
Let's talk about creating money. I know I just saw some hands go up. They're like, ooh, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, so it's very, very simple. And you know, I work with people personally on this, like side by side in the private work that I do, in the coaching programs that I have, and the courses that I teach. Creating money is very, very simple. If you want to make more money, you do more profit-producing activities. It is literally that simple. I had a client I just started working with. He said, I need to make $100,000 like as soon as possible. I gave him a roadmap. I said, you know, for the next week, I want you to reach out over email to X number of people per day and schedule 3 phone consultations. And within 1 week, he closed a client for $5,800. And now he'll do that again and again and again and again. It's about doing profit producing activities. Now, most entrepreneurs are not having voice-to-voice conversations with prospects in their market every week. And because of that, they struggle to close clients and close sales. And if you're only trying to market yourself online, you know, you can do that and that's great. But if you want to make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 sales, you have to actually be willing to have a conversation with a human being. So you create money by doing more profit-producing activities. So cut 5 or 10 hours out of your week of activities that you're doing right now that are not generating you money and replace them with making phone calls, sending emails, scheduling consults, inviting people to schedule a consult, sending out emails to your list, inviting people to schedule a consult, making offers, doing a webinar, creating a video, guest podcasting. I mean, there's literally so many ways that you can get new leads and make more money, but it's all about taking your time that you're right now directing to activities that keep you busy but broke and redirecting your time to things that make you money and put dollars and cents in the bank account.
I love that. That is brilliant. One thing that I have found, and I am completely with you on actually talking to people, as a web developer and a virtual assistant, I see way too many websites that they don't even want you to talk to. You know, they're not inviting potential clients or customers to talk to them. They're saying, fill out the form. Tell us what colors you want on the website. I can't click away quick enough. I want to talk to whoever may want to hire my, you know, either one of my companies. I can't even begin to tell you how important that is. You have to dive deep into what the client or potential client needs. You have to listen. You have to ask questions. You cannot do that with an online form. And I think so many people miss that boat.
Unbelievable. I mean,
are they shy or what is it?
Right. We've had so many problems and issues with these tech companies that, you know, they don't have a customer service call in line. You know, there's no service related to the business. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And we will fire those firms and we will not work with them anymore because you can't get the value of the service without having the support on the back end. And, you know, this is a growing trend. People think they're going to get away with building a business and not having to service their customers. And just think about the words that came out of my mouth there. They think they can build a business without servicing their customers. Now, for anyone listening, that should be extremely alarming to hear that. And it should tell you that if you are going down that path in your business, that you are leading your business down a path to disaster and it's time to pull it back on track and make changes right away.
Where does this mindset come from? It's not logical. I don't understand it a bit.
It's not logical, and I think that it's just people getting a bit greedy, to be honest with you. It's greed. It's, you know, it's wanting to just sell and not service is what it is. It's wanting to push your products out there, but not have to do the follow-up and follow-through to ensure that those products and services are used effectively. And I think that bigger businesses have started doing that, and so smaller businesses have now kind of taken on that mindset and mentality, and I think a lot of people are going to get themselves in trouble with that mindset.
And let's face it, we live in a society, we live in a world now where we are kind of accustomed to instant gratification. I saw a post on Facebook about 3 o'clock this morning. I always wake up at 3. I don't know why. And I think that's when my brain, you know, gives me little, like, hints about what I need to be working on that day. So I pay attention. But, I checked Facebook. I couldn't get back to sleep. And there was a thread where a guy was talking, and he's somebody fairly well known. I won't mention his name. And he was talking about a WordPress template that he had purchased. And he experienced exactly what you're talking about. He could not get customer support on it. And it took 2 or 3 days. Well, as a web developer, when you download that template, you're ready to rock and roll. You're ready to start building. I mean, that's how I operate. So he, you know, couldn't get any satisfaction. And he finally just said, and he put in 3 different, I think it was testimonials. One was good, the other one was, you know, your customer service kind of sucks. the guy blocked him after that, which is a whole nother thing. But you know, even mm-hmm. 2 days, a two-day turnaround time is too much. You know, when people are taking the time to contact you, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to do it that day at an outside, you know, minimum, but within hours would be even better.
Yeah,
if you want to retain a customer client.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of small businesses, and so, you know, I just hope that people realize how important relationships are and that, you know, there's a difference. If you want to make a transaction, you want to sell, you know, a product one time and make a quick buck and, you know, then have to go close a new customer every time you make a sale, then great, you know, do that. But it's 7 times more expensive to close a new customer as it is to get a repeat customer to buy with you again. So when you go down that path and you focus on building a transactional business model, you're setting yourself up for having to close new clients every single time you want to make a sale, which is 7 times more expensive. So that little bit of extra effort to give the support and follow-up to your customers is going to yield repeat sales over and over and over again. And that's a snowball that builds over a lifetime that will make it easier over time to grow your business and to scale it up. And so, you know, it's very short-term thinking to employ that strategy because it really blocks you from creating those lifetime relationships and locks you into just being a transactional commodity.
Exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand, or at least this is my observation, they don't understand that by dealing with these questions or kind of complaints, you now have the opportunity to say, I didn't realize that was a problem. Let me take a look at this. Maybe we need to present this a little bit differently. There are so many opportunities when you are connecting with your clients, consumers, you know, customers, good, bad, or indifferent. There's so much to learn from it, and I think so many people just go, I didn't like what he said. He was mean to me, so I'm just gonna ignore it. It's just one guy, and I think that's a big, big mistake.
Yeah, it's a huge mistake, and so I think this is just a great, great conversation to be having, and I'm glad that we are because I think it can be really, really helpful for the people listening.
Well, you know, when I have a complaint and it's resolved quickly, and I don't have complaints very often, but once it's resolved quickly, I can't heap enough praise on you. I'm so excited that you really took it seriously, and I'm willing to share that. You know, I had, just as a for instance, I live in Louisiana, and I bought some Natchitoches meat pies, got them home, and they were frozen. They had been frozen and unfrozen, and they were stuck in this massive pile of dough. They could not be cooked. And, you know, I went online and, you know, I kind of commented on it. And darned if they didn't get in touch with me and they said, just, you know, give us your address. We're going to make it right. And they made it right in a big, big way. I was so pleased with them. I went all over social media and said, you know, this is a great company. They really do care about their customers.
So, it makes
you
a huge difference.
That's what you should do.
Really
Yeah,
it makes you want to buy from them again in the future, without a doubt.
Exactly, and I wasn't going to. I mean, I was like, that one bad experience was enough for me to go, I'm done with that. I'll find something different. But they made it right, and they made it right in a big, big way. So Kelly, when people are coming to you and they say, what can I do? You know, what is the fastest way to add an extra $10,000 a month to my income in the next month? That sounds a little fairy tale, but I know it's doable. And we might have covered a bit of it, but if you could get a little bit specific on that, I would love for you to.
Yeah, definitely. So we already alluded to this here, which is great that you're asking the question, which is the fastest, easiest way to add that extra 10K to your business is going back and offering a higher level product or service to your past and current customers. Upsells and reactivations are the most lucrative sales that you're ever going to make, and it's the easiest way to charge a higher fee. And in terms of what type of service or product to offer to quickly add that 10K, you're looking at coaching, you're looking at consulting, you're looking at providing workshops, webinars, speaking, facilitating an on-site presentation, you know, especially if you have clients or customers customers that are businesses or organizations or companies, I mean, they have thousands of dollars to use outside experts. And so if you're not getting that, if they're not spending it on you, they're spending it on someone else. So definitely, you know, what I find when most customers come to me is they do not have a strategy in place each month to contact their past and current customers to do upsells. And as soon as we put that strategy in place, we see a massive increase in their growth and profit because, like I said, that is the fastest, easiest way to add that extra 10K.
And especially if you're in a virtual industry like I am, you know, web development and virtual assistants, online business management, our skills, I mean, if we are good at what we do, we are constantly learning new skills and new technologies. And so many people that I coach or mentor just say, well, you know, I'm kind of stuck. Nobody is really wanting, you know, my services. Well, have you gone back and said, hey, by the way, I am now certified in Infusionsoft. They don't know if you don't tell them, do they? I mean, you have to stay in touch with your customer base. And again, it's logical, but it seems to be something that people just have a blind spot about.
It is. It's the most basic fundamental element of selling more quickly in your business, and it's the number one most overlooked, underutilized strategy in business.
Can't figure that one out. It doesn't make sense. Okay, I wanted to ask you at the top of the show, and because you've got this fascinating story and you've shared some really, really great tips with us, but you're a former NFL cheerleader. One of my very dear friends is an NFL referee. He was, Jim Tunney. He was on the field for 7 Super Bowls. But you've got this fascinating story. So you went from cheerleader, where you focus, you know, heavily on exercise and personal development, to, you know, doing what you do now. How did that happen? I've got to know the story.
Yeah, definitely. So I've always had a huge passion for exercise and performance and athletics and, you know, just being active, you know, and I feel like energy is everything. And I think that that has so much to do with our success in both business and in life. So I've always been a very active person. When I graduated from college, I started with a Fortune 500 firm and, you know, I got promoted 7 times in 8 years and I broke every record in the company for sales and profit and growth, leadership. I helped many, many people to double and triple their income. And everything that I was doing was essentially the things that I do with small business owners and organizations today is helping people put the right strategies and systems in place to create rapid and profitable growth. So, you know, I just got to a point where I kept getting promoted and promoted, and I really wanted to chart a path forward for my future where I didn't have to compromise my quality of life and I didn't have to have a cap on my income. And I loved what I was doing, but I really wanted to have more fulfillment in my work. And so I felt that helping small business owners to build and grow their business would really make a difference and would really have an impact, you know, on them and their family and generations. And so I decided to take that skill set there. And in terms of the exercise portion of things, I feel that I still get to really actively use that and integrate that because entrepreneurs are some of the hardest working people out there, but they're also the you know, some of the first people to ignore their health and wellness. So I get to kind of remind people of that and give them tips and strategies and, you know, help them put the right things in place to bring that back into focus and to integrate that into the way they run their business.
So when you decided to leave corporate, what was that like? I mean, was it something that you just knew you were ready?
Yeah, like, I mean,
I'm sorry.
I started my business while I was working full time and, you know, was hustling, you know, before hours and after hours and on the weekend. And, you know, and I think that's something that a lot, you know, in my interviews, the fact that there's so many people out there that say I don't have time. I don't have time to pursue my dreams. I don't have time to do everything I want to do. I don't have time to grow my business, or I have kids at home, or this or that. You know, you only need a few hours a day to grow your business, but you need to spend those hours on the appropriate and correct things. So if you're working yourself into the ground, you know, whether you're a full-time business owner or you're a part-time business owner, and you're constantly feeling like I don't have enough time, it probably means your time is directed at the wrong things. So, you know, I just want the listeners to know that even if you are working full time, you can still pursue your dreams. You can still, you know, build a successful business. But you have to get focused on the profit producing activities, like we've already talked about several times today, because that is a make or break, do or die, that either keeps you in business or puts you out.
So when you say you only need 2 or 3 hours to work on your own business, and trust me, I'm with you on that. I have actually scheduled 3 hours, a block of 3 hours, Monday through Friday, where I'm not doing client work, I'm not answering the phones, I'm not doing anything but working on my own business. And it's amazing how much I can get done when I'm not trying to slot it in, you know, with client work and with other things. When I'm just focused on, okay, I'm going to rebuild this website, or I'm going to put together this webinar, I'm working on a mini course right now. And there's something very satisfying about saying, okay, nobody else, nothing else intrudes, I'm working on my stuff right now. And you're absolutely correct, it's not that many hours a day. So can you give us some examples of you know, when people said, I just don't have time, how you help them kind of sort out where they can find that time?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, for most people, if they hire, you know, a virtual support company for just a few hours a week, you know, you hiring a virtual support company for 1 to 2 hours a week equates to 5+ hours, maybe even 6 or 8 of your own time, because they're better, faster, and more equipped to do that work. Most entrepreneurs waste hours and hours and hours doing techie type administrative things that they just have no business doing. And so they're wasting a lot of times on things that they're inefficient and ineffective at that someone else truly can do so much faster and easier. So you can easily knock out 5 to 10 hours a week by hiring someone for 2 to 3. And that's the truth. I know that from experience, and I know that from working with virtual support companies myself, and also, you know, obviously guiding and directing my own clients through this process. So that's one thing. On the other thing is, you know, like I said, you know, most business owners are still doing things every week in their business out of habit, routine, or ritual that are not actually moving the business forward. And so it's time to eliminate those things. And we have a hard time as entrepreneurs unclenching our fists and letting go of things. But really, truly, the purpose of your business is to create transactions and to make sales and to build customers. And so the things in your business that aren't doing that can go away. And so I would challenge everyone listening to find at least 1 hour a day of things that you're doing right now in your business that are not completely necessary, that if you stop doing them, it wouldn't impact your income. And so there's another 5 hours. So just in those two arenas, administrative and tactical tasks and things that need to be, go away completely, the average person can find an extra 15 hours in their week.
Oh, no doubt. I always tell people, you know, when they say, okay, I need a virtual assistant, but I don't know, you know, what I need done. And I'll tell them, listen, follow yourself around for 3 days. Literally, follow yourself around. Keep a notebook and write down everything that you're doing, no matter how kind of silly it may sound to you. And you're going to find all kinds of things that you really should not be doing. You really shouldn't. And once they do that exercise, they're like, oh, I didn't know. They really didn't know. Because it becomes a habit to just stay so busy.
Right. You're so busy that you don't even realize it.
Exactly right. Okay, I'm on your website right now, Kelly, and you've got a free 4-part video training, and it's from $0 to $100,000, and I know our audience is going to love that. You're calling it the ultimate blueprint to unparalleled record-breaking business growth, even if you stink at selling and don't know where to start. Talk me through that. I'm fascinated by the whole idea of this.
Yeah, definitely. So my background being in sales, I have coached, trained, hired, and developed from the ground up hundreds and hundreds of people that had never sold before, had no idea even what selling was all about, college kids, people at every age and stage of their career, and very quickly, within 90 days, been able to turn them into profit-producing machines with my sales system that I've developed. So being a salesperson myself, being a sales manager and leader, trainer and coach, I can help people understand very, very quickly how to put together a 90-day plan to start closing high-dollar clients, 5 and, you know, 6-figure deals in their business. And it takes time and it takes focus. I don't want to oversimplify, right? So you have to be willing to follow up every single week. You have to be willing to do the hard work. Send the emails, make the calls, do the handwritten notes, send the mailers, do the drop-bys. So I don't want to by any means oversimplify what it takes, but I do want everyone listening to know that if you want it and if you're willing to do the work, that four-part blueprint is going to teach you everything you need to know in order to do it. And there are extensive video trainings that will really fill in a lot of gaps and connect a lot of dots for you that may have been missing up until now.
And this is free, so there's no reason, you know, not to participate in this. So, Kelly, when sales, I mean, people don't want to do sales. You know, it has that kind of icky connotation. My attitude about sales is if you don't make sales, you don't eat.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's just immature. You can't be in business and not be willing to sell. That's just wrong, because in the definition of business itself, you know, is the fact that you are creating a transaction in which there's a monetary exchange for, you know, goods or services being provided. I mean, it's actually in the definition itself. So, yeah, I mean, that's something. It's okay if you have no experience and you've never done it before and you need some training and coaching on it, and that's what the blueprint does. And by the way, I'll just really quickly, people can get that by going to KellyRoachCoaching.com/blueprint. So you can just go to KellyRoachCoaching.com/blueprint to get your hands on that. But yeah, I mean, there's one thing if you need to learn it in order to feel confident, but there's another thing, you know, if you're just not willing to do it.
And do you ever come across clients, customers, people who just say, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. It makes me uncomfortable. Have you ever had somebody that you just could not convince that, you know, whether they know it or not, they're in sales all the time? Watch a 3-year-old. You want to watch a master salesperson? Watch a 3-year-old. How often do they not get their own way?
Exactly.
I mean, we're selling. We're selling with our resumes. We're selling when we're dating. We're selling when we go for a job interview. I mean, we're always selling.
Yeah, everything in life is sales in one way, shape, or form or another. So, yeah, I mean, most people that come to me follow me online. They listen to my podcast or they've read my book, and they kind of know what my mentality and philosophy is. So they kind of understand that if they sign up to work with me, they got to be ready to roll their sleeves up. So most people, by the time they make it into one of my courses or programs or, you know, private work with me, they're ready. They may not have done it up until now, but they're ready to get started, if that makes sense.
It does. I think, you know, we all kind of hit that wall where we go, you know, this just isn't working. This kind of sucks. I don't like this anymore. I've got to do something different. And that's when you just say, yeah, if I'm going to approach a mentor or a coach, I'm going to have skin in the game, I'm darn going to learn something from it. And I think that's why
exactly
a lot of people, you know, we talked about tire kickers earlier. They're going to be out there. There's nothing much you can do with them until they're ready. And, you know, one day they are going to be ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you want it bad enough, you will become ready, and you will find the strength and the courage to do it, for sure.
I wanted to ask you about your book, Unstoppable. I love the title. I really do. How did you come to write that?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, because I started off doing a lot of like high-end coaching and consulting, and, you know, a lot of my programs initially were a little bit more of an investment for people, I wanted to create something that for, you know, $10, $11, people could get their hands on that could really make a substantial difference in, you know, not only their business, but also their life. And so I created the book as a way to connect the dots, help people recognize and learn a path that they can follow and a step-by-step process that will allow them to be more successful in achieving not only their wealth building and income goals, but also, you know, building a life of purpose and fulfillment. And so that's kind of the reason why I created that book. I wanted to have something that was accessible to everyone, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. It's available on Kindle, too. I tried to download it a bit ago. I was actually going to borrow it, and for some reason it wouldn't let me borrow it, so I'm going to try again. But when people come to you after they've read this book, has anybody, and I know they have, it's kind of a silly question, who has come to you and said, okay, this was really kind of mind-changing, life-changing for me? Do you have any stories to share about that?
Yeah, I mean, so many people come to me, and a lot of those people are now joining programs of mine because I think for the first time, people realize after reading the book that there is a systematic process to follow to achieve success. It's not about being special or having money or having this unique talent or this superstar, superpower capability. It really is a systematic layering of strategies and intentional action and learning the right skills and having the right plan in place. And so for me, the people that read the book and then buy one of my courses or join one of my programs, they, for the first time in their life, they realize that they are capable of accomplishing what they've always dreamed of and that it is a systematic process. It's not something that, like, do you have what it takes or not? They already have what it takes. They just need someone to help guide them through actually making it happen.
And I love what you're saying about systematic process because, you know, when we see marketers, entrepreneurs online and with, oh, man, they are out there. They've grabbed the moon and they're dragging it around behind them. They are doing so well. What you don't see is the massively hard work and hustle that got them there and continues to keep them there. And I think people have a bit of blindness. They're like, oh, well, I want to do what he did. Well, you better get ready to sweat because that's what it's going to take.
Exactly.
So it
exactly.
is a mindset, very definitely. Listen, I have a question in the chat room. And the question is, and this is a branding question, is it better to brand a person or the business? What if you brand the person and then they pass away? That's kind of a sad question.
Yeah, well, it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? So it depends on the type of product or service that you're selling and what you want the business to be all about. If you know that it's an older person that's, you know, starting the business and that there's a chance of them passing away, or obviously at some point we're all going to pass away, it's really about what do you want to do with the business at the end. There's three outcomes for a business. You sell it, you pass it on to someone, or you close it down. So, you know, if you know that this is a business that you want to sell, for example, you may want to focus on branding the company, right? Because it makes it, you know, more user-friendly to someone who would be looking at buying the company, right? And there is an attachment to that one person. Whereas if you want to become a speaker or a coach or a personality, a video influencer, then you probably want to brand because you want people to get to know your name and recognize you as a leader and an authority in your field. So I would, number one, look at what the end goal is, selling, closing, or passing on. And I would, number two, look at the type of business and the way that you want to brand it. Do you want to brand the personality or do you want to brand the company? I hope that's helpful.
He's listening. So I think he, and I know him, so I think it's, you made perfect sense. Well, Kelly, we are, can you believe how fast the 60 minutes went? I mean, it raced by.
Oh, I
know. Do you have any last minute thoughts to share before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just to realize you're never too old to dream another dream. You have everything that it takes inside you right now to pursue and achieve all of your goals. Be willing to step outside of your comfort zone. Be willing to acquire the support, the resources, and the help that you need to grow into and become the person that will be required to do all the things that you want to do. And, you know, if you believe in yourself, you will ultimately, you know, be able to achieve your goal. So it's all about imperfect action, making mistakes, building, you know, flying the plane and building it as you go. And that's how we've all done it. And that's where your success will come from.
That is brilliant. Kelly, thank you so much for being with me here today. It has been wonderful chatting with you, and I know our audience enjoyed the takeaways as much as I did. And if you would repeat those 4 points one more time.
Yeah, definitely. The automate, delegate, outsource, and delete.
Yep.
And definitely for anyone listening, just as you mentioned earlier, get the blueprint, get the 0 to 100K blueprint, KellyRoachCoaching.com/blueprint. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know for free to go out there and start closing clients.
Excellent. Well, listen, everybody, the show will be available for download in about 25, 30 minutes. You can also find us in iTunes. Just type in our names, Denise Griffiths and Kelly Roach, and I will see you next week. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can find Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com or at gottagovirtualnow.com. Thank you for joining us on Your Partner in Success Radio.